Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our new friend, Gary Davis. He's not going to be a new friend for long. He's got too much to offer. We're going to have him back again and keep us posted on where things are going with regard to cybersecurity. He's the chief consumer security evangelist for McAfee. You know who McAfee is. But Gary, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about McAfee?
You know, we are one of the largest cybersecurity companies in the world. We do business in almost every country. We have products which cover, you know, consumers, everything from the individual consumers to small business to the biggest corporations and governments in the world. So we kind of run the gamut on everything that you would expect to provide your digital security in an age of everything being connected.
And so it's McAfee.com, right? The biggest? Are you the largest of your type in the industry?
We're neck and neck with Symantec. We're very close with Symantec and overall size. But there's we're kind of the two biggest in our space. And then you have to segment it based on there's network security versus endpoint security versus there's a bunch of ways you can slice and dice the space.
Right.
But as far as just pure play security companies, us and Symantec are the two largest.
I got you. So, all right. Can a small business listening to you right now say to you, Gary, I want to make one decision. I want to pay one bill. I want to do it for a year. I want it to auto renew. I don't want to have to worry about it anymore. And I want you to cover all my bases. I want you to cover all the malware that could come in. I want you to give me a zero day coverage on the new stuff, 0 hour if you can do that. I want you to help me make it idiot proof so I and my employees don't hit the wrong button thinking it's a good email and it turns out it's not, or if we go to a website that's not a good website, you'll warn us about that. I want all that covered in one decision, one check, and not worry about it for a year. Can we get that?
Well, the short answer is yes, but I want to caveat that with there's no such thing as a silver bullet.
Right.
We can't, you know, human error is by far the largest contributor to cyber attacks and facilitating. So we can protect all
but you do have the ability to stop me from doing at least the first level of stupidity.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, where you at least you have the ability to know that when I click on something, if they're starting to download something, you can stop it. Right.
Exactly. Yeah, we can say, hey, listen, you are downloading a known piece of malware, and we can stop that. You know, we also have our latest technology has this thing called Ransom Guard. So if you download something, because what happens when you start to download something, it has one of three states. It's known good, known bad, or we just don't know. And that's usually a 0 day.
That's
right?
the zero day.
And it downloads, and it's not till that starts to do something where we start tracking its behavior. And we look at the behavior. If it starts to do things which look like they're inappropriate, we'll stop it and we'll say, hey, listen, this is doing things that we think are malicious. And then what it does is if it tries to change any other file, which is usually an indicator of a ransomware type of thing, it'll make a copy of those and bring those copies back to you and say, we've restored back your known good copies. So that exists today. And we also have a product, for example, we talked earlier about these connected things. Well, in most cases, things are what we call headless, in that we're unable to install software on a thermostat or refrigerator or something like that. So in your office, we can sit on the router, right? So the router, all of the traffic can go through the router. So we'll be able to detect.
It's a digital firewall along with the possibility of a physical firewall that we might have.
Exactly. Yeah. For example, let's say that you put a thermostat in your small business to kind of help on energy savings.
Right. I've got one.
And all of a sudden that thermostat. Yeah. Yeah, and all of a sudden that thermostat starts to chat with a different server. Like, well, that's kind of odd. And then we see other characteristics, and we'll stop that, and we'll inform you, hey, listen, it looks like your thermostat was infected with the malware, and give you instructions on how to restore it back to a known good state.
But that and that, yeah, but that would be, but that would be on my router, right? That, would that have to be on my server? What if I that would come over the router, right?
Correct. And the router would protect anything that's connected to the router. It could be, you know, any type of mobile device or
IoT
anything,
or whatever.
Laptop. Yeah. Now the rub is, if you have a laptop or if you have a mobile phone and you go out of your office.
Yeah,
and then that's when
you're exposed, folks. It don't won't cover you for that. Hey, Gary, I got to wrap it up. Good job today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.